Okay, so we're holding Nesiv Shalom, Avodas Hashem, Maimer Revi'i. This Maimer in particular is very theoretical and hard to bring down. Hard to bring down and not practical. We're going to have two sections to this Maimer very simply because we're going to lay down the framework, and then the second half is where he tries to bring it home and make it very much more practical. So, to begin, the Son of Rabbi points out, "Va'atem tiyuli mamleches kohanim v'goy kodesh." The pasuk tells us that the goal, the mission statement of Klal Yisrael in general, is to be a mamleches kohanim v'goy kodesh. It doesn't mean that we should just act b'derech kedusha. It doesn't just mean we should maybe happen to have a circumstance of Kedusha, but our etzem, our mitzius of who we are, is a mamleches kohanim v'goy kodosh. Similarly, the pasuk says by Matan Torah, v'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim. And Rashi describes, what does it mean, segula mikol ha'amim? Otzer chaviv, prized treasure, thank you. A prized treasure. A very endearing treasure. The etzim shelachem, says the Rebbe, that our essence is at this high level, that we are a prized treasure. That's who we are. That's our mission statement. That's our definition of what it means to be a Jew. And that's not shaykh by the goyim. That's not negeya to the goyim. That's a very unique aspect of Yiddishkeit, of being a Jew, is that we are a prized treasure. We are in our etzem, in our essence, we're a mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. And this is yisodei ha'avodah. This is the foundation of our avodas Hashem. He says, yesh adam, there's a person, shenechshav yudi, he's considered a Jew, machmas shenola the horim yudim, he was born as a Jew. Obiglal shemisnaheg hayudi, he acts like a Jew. Aval einu yehudi be'etzem, but his essence is not Jewish. V'chaser lo kol habasis liyahaduso, and he's lacking the foundation of being a Jew. There's a famous letter by the Eish Kodesh, the Eish Kodesh, who says on his 40th birthday. He says, what Kabbalah can I be Kabbalah upon myself on the 40th birthday? And I'm not quoting it directly, but a summary of what the Eish Kodesh says. He says, on my 40th birthday, should I be Kabbalah to learn more Torah? He says, Kamu Domani, I've learned it all. Should I be Kabbalah not to waste any minutes or seconds? He says, from the time I was Omer Al Daiti until now, I've never wasted a single second in learning. That's pretty crazy, right? And then he says, so what should I mekabel? So what should I do? How should I celebrate my 40th birthday? And says the Eish Kodesh, I want to be mekabel upon myself to convert to be a Jew. To be a Jew. In other words, I don't want to just act like a Jew. I don't want to go through the motions. I want to internalize the message of what it means to be a Jew. It could be that a Jew has very basic, the Slonim Rabbi continues, it could be that a Jew has very basic taivos, like every other person in the world. He acts, you know, he eats, he drinks, he acts in physical ways. However, Eino dome adam ha'ose ma'ase behema, l'adam shenehefachu atzmo l'behema be'esh ha'taiva mishtalas ha'salav. He says, you can't compare somebody who acts like an animal. He's a person, but he lost control of himself for a moment. You can't compare that person to the person who completely lost control, and he's not acting like an animal, but he became an animal. He's completely subjugated and subservient. He's given over 100% to his animalistic desires. that he no longer is a person, but he becomes an animal. At the beginning of the parish of Arayus in the Torah says, "Kimasa eretz Mitzrayim asher yishavtem bo, uchamasa eretz Kanan asher ani mevi etzchem shama lo yisasun." Don't act in the way of the people of Mitzrayim, the way of the people of Canaan. What do you mean, don't act like them? And then the Torah goes on to list the Arayus that you're not allowed to do, explains the Svarim HaKadoshim that all of your actions, all of your physical actions, the way you eat, the way you drink, the way you play ball, the way you go walk on the street, all of your physical actions, they're mutter, that are mutter to do, and you have to do them, don't do them like a Mitzri and Kanani. There should be a fundamental change, a fundamental difference in the approach of a Jew versus the approach of a non-Jew. It's an adinut miuchedet, says the Rebbe. It's a subtle and special pleasantness that a Jew, when he approaches his achil of ishtia, has, which is not similar and not comparable amongst the goyim. And ad kidei kach, to such a degree, says the Slonim Rebbe, e efshar zebeloi zeh. It's impossible to be a true, full-fledged Jew if you're not acting in such a way. So what does this mean? It says, to skip ahead a little bit, Yehudi be'etzem, a Jew, ain't hevdel etzlo ben she'osek b'Torah mitzvot ben she'osek b'inyanev agashmim v'achayimim. It says, when it comes to being a Jew who's internalized the message of what it means to Jew, there's absolutely no distinction in his actions when he's learning Torah and doing mitzvos versus when he's involved in physical actions and physicality. What do I mean? It's not that he's an Evan HaMelech when he comes to work, you're working for the boss, and when you leave the palace, you check out, and you're done for the day. That's not the way Evan Hashem works. We're not just working for the boss. The essence of who we are is an Eved Hashem. Bein bayom, bein balayla, when it's light, when it's dark, it doesn't matter. There's no hours of the day, now I'm off for the time being. Take the night off, take the, you know, no Torah Tuesdays. No. Be'etzem, the essence of who you are, is an Eved Hashem. That's who you are through and through.
Really?
One second. Yeah. He says, Ad kidei kach, he quotes the Medrash in the Tanchuma, at the end of the paragraph, Tachlis habriya, shenis'aveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu shelo diro petachtonim. That Hashem's goal, his goal, is he's desirous of having a dira, having a place to dwell amongst the lower levels in this world. What does that mean? So the Pshat in the Medrash says, Aslanim Rebbe, sha'amasim agashim mikulu kodosh l'Hashem. That our physical actions have to be elevated, have to be kadosh, that they become kodosh l'Hashem, just like when we're involved in the Beis Medrash, so too when you're on the basketball court. That's why the Rambam, before he lays out all the halachos in the Arach HaZaka, he starts out with Yisodei HaTorah, the foundations of Yiddishkeit. What are the foundations? What do we start with? Emuna, Yichud, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Dveikis, Kiddush Hashem. The concepts that are all encompassing the halachos deos, how a person should act, zmidos. These are mitzvahs that are the foundation of an individual, of a Jew. To become a Jew, this is what it takes to become a Jew. To change your essence into being a Yid, it requires a person to understand Emuna, Yichud, Ava, Yira, Dveikus. These are the essence of a Yid. That's what changes our actions, no matter what our actions are, no matter when we're involved in them, to become holy. I'll get to your question in a second. This isn't just something that the Gedolei Hadar do, right? The Rambam doesn't quote somebody who wants to be a Gadol HaTorah Right? These aren't for the unique individuals that are trying to be Shevet Levi Levad. No, no, no. Rambam says these mitzvahs are what? Yisodei HaTorah. For every single individual amongst us, the foundation of Yiddishkeit is premised upon what? It's premised upon these aspects of internalization of what Kiddusha is all about. It says on a practical level, it makes absolutely no sense. It makes no sense, and you can't understand how a Yiloid Isha, a human person with a Nefesh Bahamis, Yachal Ahasik Dargos Elu, Avas Hashem, Virasai, Dveikis Hashem, how can a physical being connect to HaKadosh Baruch? Ad kidei kach, the Ramban al Torah asked the Kasha. How do you have a mitzvah l'davka bo? To connect to Hashem? Hare, at the end of the day, we're a physical entity. We're a physical being. We're made up of water and fire, whatever the chaymrim are, the elements of creation, right? How can a physical entity connect to the to Kula Ruchni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the answer is, Dafka hi yadus be'etzem b'chol ha'shleimus. It's only because we become Jewish completely. We internalize the message of what it means to be a Jew. And it doesn't just become something that I do, some motions that I go through, some action that happens, but it's who I am. Be'etzem, my essence has changed into Kedusha. That's what allows me to then have the capability to ledov kabo, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch. The Rebbe continues and says that this is the ikar tachas abriya l'agiyah l'bechinas etzem atov. This is the goal of creation. The goal of our creation is in order that we should change our innards, we should change our inner compass, our inner mental capacity should become etzem tov, should be in essence good, should become kulu kadosh. By an individual, the pasuk tells us ki yetzer lev ha'adam ra min urav, that the yetzer of an individual, the drives of an individual, were created evil. Ra, resh aleph, without a hey at the end, means that's the essence. It's not something that a person happens to go through. It's not some mistake that occurred. But that's who he is. Yetzer lev ha'adam, ra, the essence of an individual when he was born, is that he's ra min urav. That's the metzias that we're born into, that our drives are ra. And therefore, our goal, our mission, is to change the essence of Ra into Toiv. And that's a process. It's not something that happens overnight, it's not something that happens in an instant. That's a process of internalizing the Kedusha of the Torah, and the message of the Torah, in order to change, in order to fundamentally switch that evil drive to being Be'etzem, the essence to be good. And Matan Torah was the time, through Matan Torah was the time that the world began to have that capability of tikkun, of fixing the Ra and turning the Ra into Toiv. Chazal say in Shabbos Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph that Bahar Sinai Poska Zua Mosan. Poska Zua Mosan. What does it mean, Bahar Sinai Posku Zua Mosan? That at Har Sinai, at Har Sinai, the zuama, the evil fumes that we internalized and became through the chait of the Eitz Hadas, ended. They left us. We were completely tar, we became completely pure. That Har Sinai was the process of purification and allowed us to be misakein and to fix our evil inclinations, our evil drives and desires. And through our Sinai, we had the capability of connecting and changing who we are to become true, real Yidin internally. Ad kidei kach, the Har Sinai was a process of geirus. It was a process of geirus. What do you mean geirus? They were born a Jew. The answer is that Judaism fundamentally changed at Har Sinai. It wasn't just an ancestry. It wasn't just my father, my mother, and therefore I. Judaism became something that was the essence of the individual. The Kedusha was internalized at Har Sinai. Rashi quotes in the Gemara in Shabbos, Peches, that Tanai Hisna Kodesh Baruch Hu Yimayas HaBereishis. Hashem made a condition with the world upon creation of the world. Yimekabim Yisrael HaSatayr Ignutov, it's good. The world will remain. For this Kabbalah HaSatayr, we'll have the world. However, Yimlav, if there's no Kabbalah HaSatayr, what's going to happen? Yachzer HaSa'olim LaToyhu. The whole world is going to flip back into Toyhu. It's not a punishment. It's not a fine. It's not if you don't do this, you're going to get it slapped across the face. The answer is that if there's no Torah, there's no capability for tikkun, so what's the tachlis habriya? What are we here for? If the essence of our existence is there to be misaking and to internalize the message of Kedusha, to make it part and parcel of who we are, to change the ra into toif, and that's only shaykh through Torah? Without Torah, there's no purpose. The goal is lost. So you might as well turn everything back to Tov. Not only that, through Matan Torah, it became a process that not only Yechidim can change their essence into good, but all of Klal Yisrael can. Until that time, you had Avram Avinu, you had Yitzchak Avinu, you had Yaakov, you had Yobei Shifteka. Wonderful. You had a few special people that were able to internalize the messages of Torah, even B'koidim Shinitna, and they changed the Ra into Toiv. Wonderful. That's great. So when you reach the level of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, you'll be able to do that also. Comes along Matan Torah and says, no. Each and every single Jew has the capability of changing their Ra into Toiv as well. Each and every person has the capability of internalizing and becoming a piece of Kedusha as well. That's what the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says. Shekol Elu Shahayu Bahar Sinai. Everyone who was at Har Sinai was Zachu Lios Kemalochei Hashoris. Had the capability, they became like Malachi Asharis. They no longer had any Tumah, right? They no longer had any Rim of Itullah, they no longer had anything ruling over them. They became, their Chaymer, their physicality, turned into completely Toiv. Elamah, they lost it when they did Maisa Egil. But the Etzim, the process of Har Sinai, was the capability of turning the Ra into Toiv. The problem is that just like there's Etzem HaToiv, that our essence can be good, there's also the capability of taking the Toiv and turning it into evil through Averis. Just like Mitzvahs HaMaisim Tovim, Mevi'ez Adam L'Hasik V'chinas Etzem HaToiv, just like Mitzvahs HaMaisim Tovim have the capability to turn our internalize Kedusha and turn our internal compass into Tov, that we completely destroy our internal essence and it becomes an essence of Ra, and that's why these are the Gimel Chamuros, Yarg Val Yavu. Because you can't, it's you're changing you're completely separating, losing sight of the goal, of the end goal, and of the focus. So the mitzvahs of Ma'asim Tovim have the capability of internalizing the essence of good and changing our essence to good. And Chas v'Chalila, there are other ones that Chas v'Shalom can turn our essence into bad. We have to continue next time to understand what does it mean that the etzem what does it mean that we internalize good and the essence is good, and also how do we do that? How is it capable? How is it shaykh to us? It's a lofty idea, and it's beautiful and uplifting and inspiring to understand that a yid means that his essence is kedusha. But how do we get there? How do we go through that gerus process and internalize the essence of what it means to be kadosh?